Back again with more Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Sunday mornings, this Sunday, joined by Dallas Waskahat and Fawn Wood, respectively, from Aiksegagon and Otsinixkwaponik, right?
Yeah.
So we got some of Northern Alberta's finest here, and we talked about singing through songs in the last segment, and you guys have another song we're going to sing.
We do in East Jazz, and it goes a little bit like this, like a rattlesnake.
We'll translate it right after, because this is another good song people could learn and utilize. Not that one.
Oh, here comes Nihio Elvis, right?
Mio Manduizaga.
Moigiano. That's not the song.
That's not the song. Okay. Okay, here we go.
That's a little bit of that, you said bigots, eh?
Yeah, bigots, but then the English version would be,
you think that I'm crazy, crazy over you.
Well, that just might be true.
I may be crazy, but it's not only for you.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, way, yeah.
Excellent. But speaking of that, the English translation that we did, that's not the exact translation. Like it does run along the lines, like the English lyrics we did. But the English translation to those Cree words is, you must heard I'm crazy or humorous. You've made me again. You made it bigger. We're asked of something. Like, that's kind of what it goes along.
Yeah, you made that like that. You like that. Bigger than what it is, like that.
Like you blew it up.
You blew it up. Like you didn't have to make it. You made it bigger than what it
was.
Yeah, you exaggerated it. So.
Oh, pagam titi. Let's put our hands together for these two. Awesome. But I figured, you know what? We got a few minutes here left. You know, with holidays, just around the corner with Christmas Day. Can we touch up a little bit about maybe some holiday words before we call it a episode here?
I think we really like telling people how to greet people. Like everybody hears the Munyawak say, Merry Christmas, you know, but it's really cool when you approach our own people and you greet them in our own language.
Yeah, and to say that, it's...
It's Mio Manto Gisagaw.
Mio Manto Gisagaw.
You're literally talking about like Good Creator Day, and that's how we refer to the holiday time or Christmas or whatever. Mio Manto Gisagaw is a greeting and a way to also celebrate in words this holiday time.
Another word, too, is Mio Kiskansik. And that's another word I just learned, too, right? Mio Kiskansik, right? So it's a good day. It's a good day.
Yeah, to have a good day, right?
To have a good day. Mio Kiskansik, Mio Mantogisa.
Also, another person or word that you're going to hear a lot this holiday is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And our Nehiowak, we have our own Santa Claus, and we refer to him as Waisagichak.
Waisagichak.
That's how we refer to... don't just call him any old man.
No.
He's Waisagichak.
So you're asking for words. Yeah. Mio Manto Gisagaw is a really good, easy one. And Waisagichak, you know. And then we have Miss Spun, right? Yeah. We have Miss Spun.
Miss Spun?
Miss Spun Gisagaw. Cold day.
Snow day.
Snow day, right? So
Kona, when the snow's already
Kona.
On the ground.
Yeah, Kona.
Also, another cool thing is when you refer to like, who else is Santa Claus? You see him with other little creatures, which is the reindeer.
Yep.
But the thing is, we don't have a word in Nehiowin for that, but we could call them atik, which is like caribou. That's what, you know,
okay.
Or
wawaskesu.
Okay.
Because when I was asking people about, well, how would you refer to reindeer? I got wawaskesu a lot.
Because it's close to elk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But no, that's good. That, like, just to keep it simple for people that are learning the words, I know for me, like, it's winter time, so obviously it's something. So when I get a chance to talk to elders or someone, I always say, Miyomantogisagal, right? So, and again, through my language journey and in my travels and life, you know, that's something that I try to speak quite a bit of. Especially when it's Christmas too, right? So yeah, Miyomanto Gisago.
And I was trying to think of a word. I was trying to think of a word for turkey, but I've only heard one word, and that was Misiheu.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Misiheu.
I think that's how you refer to a turkey.
Turkey boom.
Favorite part of the turkey?
Well, sitting with Fawn and Dallas here on Coffee and Cree, I do want to say thank you guys so much for stopping by the studio today.
Where's the Czech relic?
Then
you're supposed to say Magigwe Sunyo.
Magigwe Sunyo, right?
Yeah, I'll say that. Kitayawchi Sunyo relic.
Magigwe Sunyo.
Machagotan.
We'll be back again next Sunday with more Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. And Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.